If they had, my family adored Ted from the time that we married onward. And if we had had any kind of conflict between us, I'm sure they would have taken his side,
wow,
not mine, because they just thought he was wonderful. And he was so, he always said the nicest things about them and really seemed to love them. And they did him. And it was just a wonderful relationship.
So can you tell us a little bit about, so you got married and moved right away from my parents' house to New York,
mm-hmm,
with Ted?
We ate our dinner at Pavillon, which was a wonderful French restaurant, and it was the place to eat in New York, and it was wonderful. And then we stayed at the hotel for about 4 days. And then we moved into our new apartment in Elmhurst. Yes, mm-hmm, in Elmhurst. And it was a brand new building. And they weren't quite ready for us. They were still putting the final touches on. But we were the first people to move in, and I wouldn't do that now. In that 8-story building, and I don't know how many apartments on each floor, but to be the only person in the building was scary.
Mm-hmm.
And
it had to be a little unsettling for you because you'd never really moved down to Lakeland.
And you all visited us there, too.
Because this is your first experience moving out of life.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in the big city of New York, so it must have been a little intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But you had Ted.
Yes.
And so then you eventually applied for a job.
No, I didn't all winter long. I mean, summer long. But I was busy making slip covers, and I did some upholstery and some pieces that Ted had, and stayed really busy. And then that fall, there was a newspaper strike.
Mm.
Oh, now Ted, because of the newspaper strike, Ted lost his job at the publishing company where he was working. And because I don't remember how all that fit together. But anyway, when he said about it, well, I'm not going to worry. I can do freelance here in New York. But then the newspaper strike came on, and all the newspaper men were wanting to do freelance work. So he couldn't get any, and I said, well, I'm going to get a job. I know I want to work anyway until... for a while, see how, what we decide to do. So, I answered the ad in the paper, and I'd never heard of, well, I didn't even know where I was going. I met the personnel director at the Genesco building where Doubleday bookstore was, and she was getting rid of her assistant and didn't want her to know. She wanted to have somebody lined up. And so I thought, well, it's a little bit iffy. But I'd never heard of Henry Bendel. I didn't know it.
Mm.
And it turned out to be the...
very,
really special.
Yes.
Very impressive item on your resume.
No kidding.
So, and I worked with the nicest people there. Mm-hmm. Really just wonderful
people. How long
were
you there?
24 years.
They had quite the clientele, too, mm-hmm, I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Who was the most interesting person you met?
Oh, I don't know, there were just so many people. Probably the most interesting person I met was the president of the store, Geraldine Stutz. She was just a fabulous person. And but I met a lot of interesting people, and a lot of interesting people worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that was a very fortunate. And
gosh, are there any other stories about being in New York that you want to share with us that stand out? Or I'm sure you have a million.
Oh yes. As I think of them, I'll jot them down and send them to you if I think you might be interested.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I just want to run over a few of these. Not, I know you're not going to know some of these people. And the first New York
these are still his instructions of what to
yes,
do to get to
New York. Uh-huh. I don't know, have you ever heard of Sylvia Porter?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, she took us to Sardi's one night and to the theater to see Separate Tables.
Uh-huh.
And, that was so wonderful. And let me see. And she had so many interesting things to tell. When she joined the New York Post, I think there was something like 20 people in the financial department, and Ted got rid of all of them after he became the editor, and made her the editor of the department, I guess you would say.
Mm-mm-mm.
And anyway, she had some, and she brought her mother that evening, and it was nice. That was a nice thing too. Let's see now. We were to go to Rockefeller Center for lunch, and we did. And then he got tickets for us for My Fair Lady, and nobody could get tickets, but he paid scalpers money. He said, "Don't ever ask me what I paid for this." And that was so thrilling. That was when it just right after it opened, and everybody was talking about it. And Paul Dennis, who had worked for him at the Post and then at the Compass, and nice man. And let's see. John, who was it you knew about in here? I can't remember. Oh, Leonard Lyons.
Yes, he's
was everybody in New York knew Leonard Lyons. He was with the Post, and he had a column that was right. And he was a very good friend of Somerset Maugham. He his wife spent summers in England visiting him.
Of course, and he's the dad of the movie critic,
yeah,
Jeffrey Lyons.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Earl Wilson, who at that time was the gossip columnist, and his wife, he called her the BW, his beautiful wife.
Uh-huh.
And they took us to Copacabana, and that's where we saw
Desi Arnaz.
Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah.
We saw William Holden.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and that he was my favorite.
Oh,
and
gosh.
And then of all three of us, you can imagine he was there. And we just met so many. We met him. We met so many people. Of course, everybody wanted to talk to Earl Wilson. And it was just exciting. And we had dinner there. And I went to two places. What was the other one? I can't remember now. Anyway, we had Dennis took us to 21 for lunch, and then one of the friends took us to anyway, and just so many people. And we saw these are the Three Penny Opera in the village, and we took the tour boat tour around
Circle Line.
Circle Line tour around the island, and what is the name of the restaurant the people used to go to on Sunday night after they had their program on radio?
We can come back to it. You'll probably remember it eventually, but
all of the most famous restaurants we went to
that week.
Yes. With people he worked with or friends of his.
Yeah. That's pretty good fun.
And one of the people that he put us in touch with was Dorothea Buick, who, along with her husband, worked for him in Shanghai. And we were very good friends of hers in New York. When her husband died, she moved into New York from Connecticut. And I brought her to Florida after Ted died, after I came back. She had a collapse. Mm-hmm. She was never able to live on her own. And she went to a nursing home here in Lakeland.
Here in Lakeland.
And she died here.
Wow. That was really nice.
So, well, she was a good friend.
Gotcha.
And
I'm kind of jumping ahead around a little bit, but John, when did you move to New York?
82.
So, and stayed how long until you moved back?
7 years.
Seven years.
Uh-huh. Did you go to school there?
Marymount Manhattan.
He graduated from Marymount Manhattan.
Okay.
He went to Florida College here
in
Tampa.
Then I got a history degree in Marymount.
And so.
Okay, shall we?
Anyway, that was a wonderful trip.
Shall we wrap this up for today?
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else?
I don't know if you were
question.
Here.
Oh, yeah. When we came up to visit you one time, we went to church with you at, what was it, the little church on the corner?
That wasn't the Pat Boone.
Yeah, the Pat Boone.
No, it was on East 80th Street.
Okay. How did you get involved with that church?
Oh, it's my family's a member of the Church of Christ.
Okay. And so it was just coincidence that you were in the same area as Pat Boone?
That's pretty funny.
Do you ever see him now?
He was on my TV show. He was a guest on the TV show I worked on.
Oh,
one time.
Uh-huh.
Interesting guy. He was wearing leather. He had been out in LA and he had hooked up with a motorcycle group and stuff and got to know them really well. So he was really excited about that. But he surprised me how open he was about certain things. Mm-hmm. The funniest thing, you're not recording all this, are you?